Shabbosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off, we're in Perek Gimel. So if you're in the red edition, we left off page Kuf Memtes. Remember again, in this particular section, the Ramchal is explaining the Midah of Precious. So in summary, what we've accomplished until now is that although there's plenty of halacha that asers things, and there's not really a need to go ahead and prohibit additional things, nevertheless, the Ramchal explained that it's important for a person to set up personal gidarim, personal boundaries. And that's the idea of precious, that a person takes something that may be inherently permitted, but a person realizes that the best way to guarantee their spiritual safety and success is to create an additional buffer. So a person goes in and voluntarily, of their own volition, gives up certain rights and certain entitlements, all in an effort to create a protective boundary around their neshama. But remember, the Ramchal also pointed out that there are contradictory sources. Because although there are some types, there are some sources that seem to indicate that precious is a good thing, there are also other sources that indicate that precious is a negative thing, which led, excuse me, the Ramchal to ultimately suggest that there are two types of precious. There's positive precious, negative precious. So positive precious is what we've been focused on until now. Now the Ramchal writes, Acha precious hara, he kederech hagoy mascholim. But now the Ramchal says, but there's negative precious. What's negative precious? Negative precious is often what you'll find by the foolish Gentile nations. Asher lo dai she'inam lokchim min ha'olam ma she'inam hechrech bo ela shekvar yimnu atzmam gam es hamuchroch v'yasru gufam b'yisurim u'dvarim zorim asher lo chafetz b'hem Hashem klal. That it's not enough, says Ramchal, that they don't go ahead and take from the world that which they need, but they go ahead and they afflict themselves. They afflict their bodies with yisurin, with suffering, and with strange types of behaviors which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want. If you look at footnote 84, he says, Udvarim zorim, udvarim harechokim me'asechel hayash miratzon Hashem, that they do things that are just totally counterintuitive. Ela adrabah. Now, I'll just tell you this about this just a moment, because this is actually very interesting. The idea that, you know, who popularized this type of idea is the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Because again, before the Baal Shem Tov, so often it was thought that the pathway to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through all these types of ascetic, almost self-punishing types of behaviors. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be normal. This whole idea of normalcy in Judaism is also very important. If something looks abnormal or something looks weird, chances are it's not really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended. The ways of the Torah are very pleasant. And the ways of the Torah is supposed to make a person happy and supposed to uplift the person. If something in Judaism makes you miserable, chances are you're probably not doing it right. So the Ramchal says that people think that this idea of precious is like afflicting yourself and depriving yourself and making yourself miserable, and almost like a person's level of piety is a direct correlation between personal misery and personal piety. Like, the more unhappy you are, the more frum you must be. And the Ramchal says it's not true. The idea is, right, from a therapist's perspective, I think that's true also. Right? So the idea, says the Ramchal, is that people have this idea of precious, that there's some type of self-affliction with things that seem to be negative the Ratzon Hashem. He says, Ela Adrab, it's just the opposite. Chacham said, Asru li Adam shi yisagif atzmo. A person is not permitted to afflict themselves. Ube'in at staka amru, kol mi shetzarach litol ve'inon otel, harizesh shofech tamim. This is very important Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that whoever requires tzedakah and does not accept tzedakah, harizel no shofech tamim. Shofech tamim means what? He's liable for spilling blood. Whose blood? His own. It was a very important idea. A person might say, well, you know what? Here, I need tzedakah, but I don't want to take. Right? I don't want to take. Which obviously on one level is an understandable posture when it comes to tzedakah. But at the end of the day, if a person does not take, then who are they hurting? They're just hurting themselves. What right does a person have to hurt or to deprive themselves? Hariza shovek damchin amru lenefesh chaya. Also another beautiful Gemara. So the Torah says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, he created him lenefesh chaya, literally a living being, a living nefesh. And the Gemara says, Neshama shenasati b'cha, the neshama that I put into you, hachaye osa, allow it to live. Meaning, in other words, take care of it. And how do you take care of your neshama? Ultimately, by taking care of your guf. Because without the guf, without the body, there is no ability for the neshama to interact in this world. He goes on, V'amru, Kol yoshev betainis nikra chote. Whoever goes in and spends his life fasting is called a sinner. Vehemituha bidlo matzi mitzayir nafshe. And if you look at 87, footnote 87, vehemituha bidlo matzi mitzayir nafshe. Kavu shemishpat ze amru legabe bnei adam sheinam yichom mitzayir es atzmam mebli lifka bebriusam. Ve'ilu legabe mi shein hatanis mazikalo. So we'll say this is also very interesting that Ramchal is saying the Gemara qualifies this statement. That on one hand, the Gemara says, whoever goes ahead and fasts is called a sinner. But the reason why that statement is strange is why? Because you have the concept of holiness, you have the concept of fasting in Judaism, and the truth is it's very mainstream. So what's the pshat? So Ramchal says, oh, it depends. It depends ultimately what a person is able to handle. If a person is able to handle it, then Einachinami, fasting could be a very good way to lift up the physicality and ultimately to infuse additional kedusha. But if a person is not able to handle it and it brings a person down, compromises a person physically, when a person is compromised physically, ultimately it's only a matter of time until the neshama is compromised as well. So for such a person like that, it's not a good idea. He goes on, he says, V'hilo ha'yo omer gomel nafsho ish chased. Listen to this. Hill used to say on the pasuk, "Gomel nafsho ish chased." Literally, an ish chased, a person of kindness, is one who takes care of his neshama. Al achilas haboker v'hayaroch eitz panav yadav lichvod kono kavachomer midiyok noos hamalachim. So Hillel says that. Listen to this. That what does it mean? Gomel nafsho ish chased. What is an example of someone who goes ahead and takes care of himself, takes care of his nefesh? That's an ish chased. Somebody who eats breakfast, someone who washes his hands and his face in order to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, this is modeled after, ultimately, those who go ahead and greet the king. The idea that Hillel's trying to make over here is that a person has to be a gomel chesed to himself as well. It's not just to be enough to be a gomel chesed to someone else, but I have to be a gomel chesed. How am I a gomel chesed to myself? By taking care of myself. By making sure that I'm okay, by not engaging in self-afflicting behaviors that ultimately compromise me physically. He goes on, page Kuf Nun. So says Ramchal, let me give you the general overarching principle. So we'll say, the general klal is, anything you don't need, it is better to avoid. Now we'll say, of course, This is the most difficult statement. Why? Because it is very hard to be honest about what I need versus what I want. Often, remember, those lines are blurred. And remember, as we've said before, sometimes what begins as something that I want versus I need, once I have it, the wants then become I needs. So the Ramchal says it's very important in life to be self-aware enough to know what I want and what I need. And ultimately, again, to perhaps distance myself a little bit from those things that I want. I will say, now again, remember, the Ramchal is not referring to over here any type of self-punishing behavior. What the Ramchal is talking about over here is that a person should go ahead and have the strength to be able to say, even though I want it, and even though even technically I could have it, at the end of the day, it's not good necessarily for me to go ahead and have this. Because if I don't create this boundary, then at the end of the day, I'm just going to keep on wanting and keep on taking. But anything that you do need, for whatever the reason, since you need it, so listen to this. So if you go ahead and you don't need something, so if you don't need it, better to avoid it. If you need it and you deprive yourself of it, then you're called a chote. Then you're called a sinner. It's quite amazing. Hine ze klal ne'eman. This Rabose says that Ramchal is a trusted klal, a trusted principle. Ach mishpat ha'pratim api klal ein hazeh eino masur ela el shikul hadas ulefi sichlo yehudal ish. So we'll say, like most of the concepts that we learn in the Siras Yisharim, that's what? Meaning that most of the concepts, the articulation of the concept is quite easy and straightforward. What's the difficult part? The difficult part is in the application. Like anything in life, right? Concept is always easy. Application is always a little trickier. He says, ki efshar lekabeis kol ha'pratim. It is difficult to go ahead and, let's say, be able to gather all of the details. In other words, what Ramchal is saying is there's only so much I can espouse in the context of this particular discussion, because the details are many. And the truth is, it's impossible for the intellect of a person to encompass all of them. Ella davar davar beito. We'll say, so what Ramchal suggests, like most things in life, is I'm going to give you the principles, says the Ramchal, and it's up to you to apply those principles in life. So simple principle is, if you need it, then by definition, not only can you use it, but what? If you need something in life, something in the material world, you absolutely should partake and should use. If you don't need it, so again, sometimes conventional wisdom is better to avoid, because like this, at the end of the day, a person is able to go ahead and abstain from certain things, which then keeps them ultimately, again, rooted in this mindset of precious, rooted in this mindset of drawing protective barriers and buffers around themselves. Let's begin Parakidah, the Chalkei Precious. So literally now we're going to get into the actual parts of the different of the aspect of Precious. We'll just do this first paragraph, then we'll stop. Chalkei Precious Harashim Shlosha. There are three primary categories of Precious. Kineyesh Precious Bahanos, Precious Bedinim, Precious Beminhagim. There's Precious when it comes to matters of pleasure. There's precious when it comes to dinim, as we're going to see chumras in halacha, and precious b'minhagim. Now, I'll say minhagim refers to interpersonal relationships. So again, first category of precious is with my personal pleasure. Second category is with halacha, chumras. And third category of precious is interpersonal conduct. Ha'precious ba'anosu, mashis kano perak ha'kodim, dehainu, sholakachas midivrei ha'olam elamashat zorech yachriach. The davar ze yakif komashu tanug la'achal min achushim. So we also remember the first level of precious, which means abstaining or separating from certain pleasures. That's what we covered in the previous chapter. And what that refers to is that a person should not go ahead and take certain things from the world, except those things that he needs. The davar ze yakif al komashu tanug la'achal min achushim. And this refers to any of the things that are pleasures to any of the senses. V'hainu, b'ma'acholos, eating, b'be'ilos, relations, malbushim, clothing, tiulim, trips. He actually writes over here in the footnote, b'sha'ashuim. So tiulim doesn't just have to be trips, any pleasurable activities, b'shmuos, b'chol kiyotze bazeh. So he writes over here, b'shmuos, in footnote number 4. So he writes, b'ha'azona l'zamer u'l'negino. He actually, the footnote says it refers to music. A person should try to only indulge in these things on days when it is a mitzvah. So the first idea that Ramchal says is that whenever it comes to any kind of pleasures, so a person, whether it's pleasures of eating, of relations, of clothing, of trips, of music, any type of pleasure, a person should always have boundaries with their pleasures and only partake of those particular things ultimately when it's appropriate. So we'll stop over here for today. But obviously tomorrow, Mirat Hashem, we will continue to expound on the second two categories of precious, namely the precious ultimately in halachas of dinim, and ultimately the precious of interpersonal conduct. Friday. Right, reminder, no shir tomorrow and Thursday because of Rosh Chodesh. We start the daf at 5:45. So Mirat Hashem will pick up with the Mesilas Yesharim on Friday. Tomorrow and Thursday is Rosh Chodesh.